Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very profound and deep and beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. As you know, the Imams alayhi salam, they weren't simply, people who, prescribed the rules of the prayer and fasting and the pilgrimage. Allah didn't send them simply to, explain the rulings of Islam. Rather, a lot of them also, in many instances, explain matters of faith and conviction and belief. Sometimes they would debate with atheists, with people who didn't believe in God. Sometimes they would argue with people of other religions. A lot of these debates and conversations have been gathered together in a famous book called Al-Ihtijaj. One of these traditions is the following tradition that we would like to recite for you, our esteemed listeners, today. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following in his will to his son Al-Hasan. One of the chapters of the famous book Nahjul Balagha is a letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam sent to his son Imam Hasan as his will to him. In a part of this will, Imam Ali says the following: "And know, my son, that if your Lord were to have a partner, his messengers surely would have come to you, and you would have seen the signs of his dominion and his power, and you would know his act and his attributes." Right? This is interesting. It's almost in the form of a logical demonstration, an accepted syllogism, right? Follows all of the rules of logic that have been described in the Science of Logic. The Imam says, if God were to have a partner, well, this partner would have been a God with wisdom, right? And it would be necessary for him, being a wise God who created his creation with a purpose, to send his messengers to his creations, right? To guide them to the purpose of their existence. And we would also have seen the signs and the indications of his power and his creatures, which we don't. So the Imam therefore concludes, he, however, is one God, just as he has described himself. He is neither opposed by anyone in his kingdom, nor will he ever cease to be. It's almost like this is the major premise of the argument. The Imam said that if there was another God besides God, right, we would have seen an opposition, right, in creation. However, we don't. Therefore, he's one. Something similar has been echoed in a very famous verse of the Holy Quran, right, where God Almighty says, "Whoever invokes besides Allah another God of which he has no proof, his reckoning will indeed rest with his Lord. Indeed, the faithless will not be felicitous." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the proof of God's unity in the words of Imam Ali in his will to his son Imam Hasan alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.